Saturday, dozens of volunteers are hoping to greet hundreds of visitors at six natural areas scattered throughout Ozaukee County. This is not a new event. Treasures of Oz hits its 10th anniversary this year. The aim is both simple and complex: to lure people into nature and inspire them to care about it. Some of the volunteers are focusing on the small creatures found in nature, insects. Worldwide, many are in decline. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz met with a couple of them, volunteers that is, starting a few miles west of Cedarburg.
The 38-acre natural area has sort of a clunky name, Cedarburg Environmental Study Area. Saturday, it's going to be Kate Redmond's job to explain it. She considers herself an interpretive naturalist.
I like to know what I'm looking at, and I like to tell other people what they're looking at.
Redmond says visitors will be walking into a green island with houses all around, but within, you find a diverse and habitat-rich landscape. There are wetlands on either side of its trail.
Well, I'm hoping for a good crop of dragonflies and maybe some butterflies.
In a matter of seconds, Redmond spots a minute creature.
A little tiny inch and a quarter long black and blue damselfly.
Redmond knows every detail of its life cycle.
They are aquatic when they are young, and so they emerge from about a year of being a little aquatic guy and pull out and take a deep breath and split the skin on the back of their thorax, and then the adult pulls out and sits there for a while and pumps the wings up, and then it's time to fly away and go eat mosquitoes.
This parcel is also known for its massive, sometimes 6 feet wide, mounds of ants. Redmond says they have an intimate relationship with some other insects.
How do I put this delicately?
She's talking about aphids and tree hoppers.
Their beak, their mouth parts, puncturing a plant stem, and they are sucking out the plant juices, and they're doing that because they're eating the sugar. The excess gets excreted through the rear of the insect.
What they excrete is called honeydew. Redmond says ants and other insects thrive on it.
Sometimes when you're walking around in the woods and you look at a leaf and it looks kind of sticky and shiny, there are worker ants that are essentially tanker trucks that fill up with this stuff and then take it back. There are millions of insects that are living all around us, and they just do their thing, and we're not even aware that they're there.
Life might be sweet for insects here in the Cedarburg Environmental Research Area, but worldwide, Redmond says populations are plummeting.
If you're not an insect fan, you might say, so what? But if you like birds, that's what birds eat, and if you like a lot of other small animals, that's what they eat, and if you like to eat strawberries, it's insects that pollinate them, and so it's a domino.
20 miles north, just off Lake Michigan, Jill Kunzman will be sharing her passion for monarch butterflies at the Forest Beach Migratory Preserve, where there was a bit of construction going on. Kunzman will be teaching Ozers how to become butterfly monitors. She points to a native milkweed plant.
Just at the very tip here, you can see a couple of little tiny larvae. So there and there. And that kind of information, as citizen scientists, they can report to Journey North, to Monarch Watch. There are a number of different organizations that collect that kind of information to help understand the monarch population.
And if people want to raise monarchs, Kunzman will be teaching them to do it responsibly.
When a person raises monarchs,
right,
are they really doing a service to the species?
That's still a controversial topic. When the monarch lays its eggs in nature and you leave things to nature, about 5% of the eggs that are laid actually make it to maturity. If you are raising them responsibly in a clean monarch nursery, 98% reach it to full maturity. Where the scientists are still giving this consideration is the potential that by raising them indoors, you reduce the toughness, the hardiness, the disease resistance that they might have had they been raised outdoors.
Kunzman says the end goal is to increase habitat. She's hoping for a big crowd of butterfly enthusiasts on Saturday and that they'll come back again in August.
We will do a tag and release of the monarchs on the prairie. Last year we had about 60 monarchs that we tagged and released, and all of that information goes down to the University of Kansas's Monarch Watch, where they can understand the migratory pathways that the butterflies take.
Volunteers like Jill Kunzman, who have fueled the Treasures of Oz project for a decade, are balancing the wonder of discovery with the reality of many species' declining habitats. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.